Welcome to Theology Simply Profound, a podcast of Reformed Forum. This is episode 251.
I took a look at my opening from last year, and it mentioned how the same states and officials that had suggested canceling Thanksgiving were trying to cancel Christmas because, you know, of the pandemic. I think a lot of people were more interested in listening to that last year. I've heard the same officials giving the same recommendations this year, but very few are listening. We're tired of it. We're more than ready to get together, eat too much, throw wrapping paper at each other, and watch B-rated Christmas movies till the eggnog, which, by the way, is disgusting, comes out our noses. So where Bob and I usually focus on more serious subjects, for the sake of the world's sanity, we give you Theology Simply Profound's Christmas Special, 2021 version. You're welcome, America.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Theology Simply Profound. Yes, it is your hosts, Bob and Rob, for Christmas Talk 2021. Right. Not even the normal introduction for a special like this. And Christmas right. Extravaganza.
Right. I mean, you know, we get, you know, and get lots of listeners writing in and asking us questions or making comments. Every now and then we get someone that will say, please stop being so silly, which I do understand is directed pretty much swear at me. And that's fine. That's fine. It's who we are. And at times, even in our serious discussions,
yeah,
we can get a little off track in a joking way.
I figure those were always pointed toward me because I'm just always laughing, and I'm really close to the mic when I do that.
True, I know. I would think it's me because I'm usually the one that's trying to get you to laugh.
I see.
But this episode, but our yearly Christmas episode, we don't make any promises that we're going to be serious at all. In fact, we make promises that we're not going to be serious.
Yeah, but the issue is here, Rob. See, no one's probably going to laugh at this one. Because we're trying too hard,
right.
and then they're not even funny and listen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're here to make your Christmas dull. That's what we do.
That's right.
We do destroying
Christmas is dull. Well, see, when should we release this? So we're recording
today.
Actually a few days before Christmas. So okay, we're going to release right. this before because last year I think. Didn't we release on Christmas morning, like last year?
We might have. Yes.
I think it was. Yeah, and we told all the little kiddies they couldn't
That's
open
right.
until after mom and dad listened to their morning right. TSP.
Well, I figure that's an annual thing anyway, that most people they sit their kids down on Christmas morning mm-hmm. and they read the Christmas story from Luke 2, usually Luke 2, and then they listen to TSP Christmas special. Which, you know, then the kids get to open their gifts. But it's okay because all the kids are so excited to listen to our Christmas special. They don't mind waiting.
You know, I'm a little annoyed by something from your opening, Rob.
Okay. That's fine.
You don't like eggnog.
Oh, I hate eggnog. No. It's the most disgusting thing. You know,
I mean, Rob, listen, you're doing it wrong if it's coming out of your nose. You understand that, right? You don't drink it through your nose or blow it out through your nose. You're meant to, like, drink it, maybe a little spiked with something to make the flavor of the eggnog go away.
Reform Formed is not an endorser of alcoholic beverages.
Really?
Maybe they are. I don't like
so much for those Reform Forum conferences on the pre the night
that's
before.
That's the after conference. Well, that's true, right? Yeah,
the dinner. There's dinner beforehand, which is a really wonderful occasion to get together
and usually,
fellowship.
Yeah, and usually after the conference, we all go out to some sort of pub and alcohol is consumed,
yes.
Not to drunken.
All moderately.
So, anyway, yes. Back to eggnog. You know, have you ever? Heard, hey, would you like to try this food? You've never had it before. And somebody says, hey, you should eat this. And just by hearing it, you're like, I have no desire. That's going to taste bad. Well, that's how it also is with eggnog for me. Because I didn't have it until I was
so you've never had it?
Ever. No, I have.
Oh, okay.
I have now, but I didn't. Growing up, it was like I never had any desire to have eggnog. Now, I was never, I don't ever remember being at any kind of Christmas party. Not that I went to many parties, but, you know, there was never eggnog anywhere. Mm-hmm. I always heard about it. You saw it in movies. That's what people had movies. Seriously.
Yeah.
And, so I remember when I was at the first one, that eggnog, and it was one of those deals where this person made like a famous eggnog.
So it was
like
homemade eggnog.
Talked about it. Yeah.
Okay.
They're, you know, and yeah, it's a big thing. And so, and she was a good friend of mine. And so she, I had, you know, you, and I'm looking at her going, I'm, you know, I mean, it's not, I mean, there are several things that are known about me in this world. And one of them is I'm a picky eater.
Yep.
And so
even though I can confirm kind of, this, folks,
a little exaggerated, but so I'm looking at her going, and she knew I was a picky eater. And I'm looking at her going, I'm sorry. I'm not going to, you've never had it before. I know, but I've heard the ingredients of what's in it. And I just don't think I'm going to like it. And so I had it, and I'm telling you, I was not prepared for how much I did not like it. I still buy into a little bit of the, well, I've never had it before. So, okay, mm-hmm, right. I've never had it before. Let me try it. So I took a good drink, and it was like.
Did you get it down?
Oh, I got it down. I got it down. Okay. It didn't come out. No, it didn't come back up. Didn't come out my nose. I drank it and I just looked at her and I went, that is just as disgusting as I thought. Actually, I thought it was more, but it really was. It was bad. I don't know. It's just sometimes you hear about it, and it's not like, I mean, just the name itself, eggnog. Like you're drinking like whipped eggs, like ripped raw eggs. That's what it reminded me of. And I know that's not what it is, but uh-huh, but still. So, you know, you think, I'm sure there's somebody out there going, well, what you did was you psyched yourself out of it, that you knew it was going to be bad. You thought it was going to be bad. And so then when you drank it, it was bad, because if you had thought it was going to be good, then it would have been good.
So it's all mental games with drinking. Is that, I think you're just a picky eater.
There's things, everybody doesn't like something.
Yeah, you just happen to dislike a lot of things.
I guess. I don't know. I thought you were going to be mad at my opening because I said, you're welcome, America, and I didn't say you're welcome, the world, because we love our fans or our listeners from other countries.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, well, I forget that we have international international.
We do. We have lots.
I know. Lots. It's really awesome out there to know that we do have people who tune into us, whatever you call this, yeah, listen, I mean, to the right, podcast right that are not like paid to do so. Right. We have a lot right of paid clients. We do pay a lot of people to make sure that they listen to this every week so that we at least have some listeners.
Yes, because there's nothing else about us. We're wealthy.
And yeah, and family and friends, you know, that do it just, you know, to get the ratings up and everything. But there are people out there. Yeah. And we do appreciate that. So yes, welcome world, not just America.
I'm right. Sure. I'm sure that half of the detention centers in Australia are listening right now.
We have Australia. Aussie listeners, don't we?
Oh, we have lots of them. No, we really do. I my heart breaks that what's going on in Australia. But this is the Christmas special.
This is the Christmas. Well, yeah. Well, you started off sad. I mean, you're like about canceling Christmas, but like due to the pandemic.
Well, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get away from that.
Yeah. What are the newest news stories on that? I mean, I haven't. I mean, Omicron.
You really want to bring us down? Well, the newest stories. Well, the Omicron is the most
Omicron.
Omicron. If you have COVID, you probably have that one.
Right, right. It's like 73% of the new cases in America, at least, but have been Omicron.
If COVID was, you know, if we're looking at a scale and COVID was, I don't know, if you had symptoms, you know, you had like a 5 out of 10 sickness. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw something out there.
Yeah, yeah. You're not being scientific.
The next one would have been, what was that? What was the one that
Delta?
The variant? Delta.
Delta.
Delta,
yeah,
would have been a 4. And the newest one, Omicron, is like a 3. So it keeps, because that's what happens with viruses. They mutate and they weaken. So the, you know, not that you want to get it, but it still is a lot weaker than the original.
Yeah. As far as I understand it, there's still a lot unknown because it's so new.
Well, I'm talking about the nature of viruses.
Yeah. I hear you.
The variants are always weaker.
Mm-hmm. Always, he says. Always.
I don't know if there might be one anomaly out there somewhere.
I don't know. I'm just messing with you because I have no idea.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's kind of the latest on it.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if things were getting canceled that I didn't hear about.
Well, you got the Dr. Fauci going on all these TV shows saying how you shouldn't get together for Thanksgiving. Then now he's saying you shouldn't get together for Christmas.
Okay. I just stopped listening.
This last week he said that you shouldn't go to a Christmas gathering unless you know every single person's vaccinated status.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he also said that he believes, or he wants to see travel in the U.S. always. If you travel, you have a mask always. Mm-hmm. Forever and ever.
Okay.
He said we should always. Yeah. So that's the latest if you wanted to get updated on that.
I hadn't heard that. I'm just sad because my annual get together with about 1,000 other people for the Handel's Messiah is once again changed to in such a way that I can't attend. So that's.
Well, right. Well, yeah, it's been changed. I mean, you could have gone to the secret. Subversives underground.
Yes, I could have if I didn't have family coming into town that same evening. That's tonight. At the night of this recording, that there's a secret underground Handel's Messiah going to be played.
Right. It was actually Ian Wright, friend of the show.
Yes.
Ian Wright, his wife is the one who
organized that. Yeah, no, and wonderful. And I would be there if I didn't have family coming into town, flying in.
My wife and her mother will be attending.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Yes. And you're not going to go this time?
Never go. I went one time because it used to be downtown. It used to be downtown in Chicago. It was a great thing where
Harris Theater.
Like you said, before that it was at the Lyric Opera House.
Oh, okay.
So it was the beautiful downtown Chicago Opera House. It was, the conductor from the Lyric Opera would actually conduct it, and they had soloists, like professional soloists.
Yeah.
And then when the chorus people get up, and you've done it, the chorus people get up and they sing the chorus part.
Right.
So it's really and a lot of fun for a lot of people. So I went down. We went to the Chris Kindle Mart, which is in the Daily Center. So Melody grew up in Germany, so we got to go do as much German stuff as we can. And that was where I think we probably talked about it before, where it's so mobbed in there, it's like a cube.
Yes.
And everybody has to move
together.
Like side shuffle.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's true.
It's very
really
tight.
True.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did that. And then she went to go sing. And then I walked around downtown. I had my camera. I took pictures. It was really cold that night. So I ended up there's actually a Target right downtown near there. And I went in there and I met Joaquin Noah of the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, wow.
Was in there. I mean, I didn't really talk to him, but, I was standing right next to him, and he was huge. It was that was my Handel's Messiah experience.
That was your one Handel's Messiah experience. Yeah. We've done it, well, before last year. So last year paused everything, of course. It was completely canceled except for an online thing. This year they're doing it, but it's on the Lord's Day, so we're not making it down for it.
Right.
We've done the Chris Kindle Mart thing, gone to that, and then made our way over to the Harris Theater. That's the only place I've done it at, and have just had a thoroughly enjoyable time singing the chorus sections of it. And the professional soloists doing the four parts. So for the other part, anyway, I've just always enjoyed it, and just it's the one time. Well, not, I can't say it's the one time, but. It's a rare time for me to go into the city to do something fun. So that's the nice annual thing that I get to do.
We hadn't been downtown in a long time.
No, there's a lot of restrictions and you never know what they're going to be for.
We did go to the Chris Kindle Mart this year, right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, did you now?
That was our first time.
Was it packed or was it?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, it was a lot of people would say, oh yeah, that's really crowded. But when you've been there where you've become part of the board.
Yeah.
Melon and I both, we brought her sister and her family and her parents down there.
Yeah.
And we're looking at her sister and her husband and we're like, this is sparse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Compared to, and Melody's yeah, this is, but it was still crowded.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And if you come to Chicago in the Christmas season, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, it is something to go do. Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable. And then you get the mulled wine, the warm mulled wine, which is always
the Glühwein.
What's that?
The Glühwein.
Is that how it's, is that what you say in German?
Glühwein.
Okay. Yes. Mulled wine for us English speakers. Us non-German speakers.
You can get hot chocolate too. You can get
exactly.
In the Kingdom Heart the mugs. They have a mug every year.
Yes, yes, a new mug every year, which is always fun and festive, very festive.
Yeah, I'm not sure they have, because they have, you know, they have like Christmas music playing and stuff. I don't know why I've heard a lot of Christmas music playing. Because I haven't been in a mall this year.
Yeah,
but just like in regular stores, in mm-hmm. any store you go into, and this is true every year. But for some reason, I really noticed it this year. And I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but there are some Christmas songs that have got to go.
So you're now okay. Yeah. What are they?
Yeah.
Name one that you don't like. One Christmas song.
John Lennon's So This Is Christmas.
Oh yeah,
has to go.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm sorry. And there's a lot of Beatles songs I like. But
so this is
goodness.
Christmas. That yeah, one.
you know, I think maybe if it was half as long, it wouldn't bother me as much, but it just doesn't end.
So for this being a silly episode, we're coming out more like the Grinch. This is like our That's Grinchy right. episode.
I know. That's what happened. I don't know.
How about that song? Do you like that song?
The Grinch, yeah.
The Grinch?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Grinch.
You're a mean
Grinch,
one,
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, Grinch.
That's a good one.
That one?
No, the Grinch is my peeps. Yeah, that one's fine. And I love like the Charlie Brown, whenever the instrumental,
mm-hmm.
There are a couple of those. Although if you've gotten the CD,
because
I picked up the CD a few years ago, and that one, it's lively, it's Christmassy, but my goodness, there's some depressing songs on that CD, and it's in the show too. Like when they sing, there's a couple of the songs they just sing in this very, very like a dirge kind of way, and it's just bringing us down.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing any better right now.
No, we're not. Well, that's why I guess we're just as good as peanuts there.
Yeah.
No, but I do love that one. But no, there's just like the song that's the one with where the guy's trying to get the chick to stay with him.
Oh yeah, Baby It's Cold Outside or something like that.
Have you really listened to the lyrics of that song? Holy cow.
Well, I think during Me Too, that one came under a lot of fire. It was last year or the year before.
Well, it's still there.
Yeah.
I did see somebody sent me some video of a guy and a girl singing that like as a duet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's singing, like, I'm pretty sure she's singing most of the lines,
mm-hmm.
but every time she's like, you know, talking about staying, or she's singing about staying, and he's like, can I call you an Uber? You know, it's like, this is not appropriate. It's actually really funny. I should try to find that. I don't know who sent it to me, but that's a pretty funny one. But no, there's just some, well, there's also other ones that I'm not necessarily that are famous,
uh-huh.
but still you do hear every year. And it's when people decide, okay, I'm going to put together a Christmas song in that way because it's going to get lots of play. And they just mention Christmas 50 times and they just try to get other words that might rhyme with Chris or must. Or it's and you're listening to it, this is awful. If it was a regular song in the same quality, it would never get any play anywhere. But because it's Christmas, it's just
I'm like trying to search for Christmas songs I don't like. I know there's a lot
you
out
like
there
them all? You like
well
them? Santa
I,
Baby
I yeah that's one I don't
that's another one it's like
there's I'm trying to think the it's Italian one that
my, in Italian
my kids love it's about a donkey. I can't
oh, is it good Is it Gus? What's the
I can't remember
name?
The name of it. Oh, goodness. Anyhow, I use Pandora a lot. And so I have Christmas traditional songs on Pandora, which brings up like a lot of Bing Crosby, Andy Williams. So these old like 50s, 60s,
yeah.
even 40s and such. And Nat King Cole, which I really like Nat King Cole. Yeah. And his, but then I have also a jazz Christmas station, which is mostly instrumental. So I have like one with words and then I have one that's instrumental. And the jazzy one I like, you know, just to sort of just have some background music. And then the Christmas traditional is all these ones that are like from old movies and such, like White Christmas or Holiday Inn. But most of those I like. But not all of them. And then I just hit forward and I don't remember them cause I don't like them. But there are so many that are, you just sort of click, I don't want to hear this click. Some of them are by Harry Connick Jr. Cause he's got an album. I like his album, but there's a few on there that are just like cringeworthy. And the same goes with Michael Bublé, or Bublé. Sorry.
Oh, I like Michael Bublé. That's great.
I didn't know how to pronounce his name at one time, and no one told me, so I was calling him Michael Bublé for a little bit. A very short while, but Michael Bublé, he's got some that are cringeworthy on his Christmas album, too. The one Christmas album that I like a lot is... I just lost his name. Oh, yeah,
we have too much information in our head.
What's that?
We have too much information.
Oh, yeah. oh, goodness.
Maybe we'll come back.
Oh, Josh Groban. That's right.
Okay, there you go.
And the one I dislike most on that one is just that he sings Ave Maria on it. But his voice is just extraordinarily good. He's just so talented. But I like O Holy Night. That's just me.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's times I think you mentioned talking to Google, and we have Alexa. So I think one of our new traditions when we tell Alexa to play Christmas music. So now we have new Christmas music or tradition, and it's called Alexa Skip. Because some of them are really great, but then she'll go into this five or six song and some of them never heard before, but they're so bad that I understand why. Mm-hmm. But you know, cause she just pulls them out. It's like, no, don't play that ever again. I mean, there was one that came out. I don't remember what it was, but we were so horrified by it. We couldn't tell her to skip because it was just, you know, it was
you had to listen to it, a
car wreck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We finally did it at the end, but it was pretty bad. So there's a lot. Well, that's the thing though. Thing about Christmas is that it's not, there's some really good ones out there, but there's not enough really good ones out there to fill as much holiday music, Christmas music as radio stations are playing or that you're doing. So they have to play bad Christmas songs just to fill.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help. It doesn't help that every single recording artist of all time have said, hey, I know, let's put together a Christmas album.
Right. And singing the same songs essentially. And then you might have one or two of the originals. I've been flipping through stations and I haven't found the Christmas station local. I'm sure it's there, but I haven't.
No, sir. It's Light FM.
Light FM is okay.
93 point something.
Okay. And I remember the name of that donkey song. It's Dominic the Donkey. Do Alexa play Dominic the Donkey and you will hate me.
Well, fine words from a pastor. Okay, yeah. I'll Dominic the Donkey. I'll play that off.
Yeah, so I just said that. And like everyone who is listening to this heard me say, Alexa, play Dominic the Donkey. And everyone's Alexa's going off right now in the background. Sorry, everybody. that is if you're listening to this out, you know, without your...
Dominic the Donkey. Okay, yes. I'll try to remember that. no, but, well, you know, it's funny because there is... Twisted Sister put out.
No.
Don't you remember?
No,
you
don't remember this? No way. Yeah.
Well, our elder John Fry has this album.
No.
Christmas. And it actually was pretty good.
No. That's even bothersome. That's even more bothersome. I remember, I don't remember who it was, but when in college, a Christian friend of mine introduced me to metal, heavy metal
Christmas.
Christmas. And it was someone playing Silent Night, Holy Night, in a grunge voice, like Silent Night, Holy Night, you know, and it was just awful as can be. Hey, you guys have heard me say over and over again, one of my favorite bands is Iron Maiden. I'm thankful to know that, as far as I know, they've never done a Christmas album. And there are just some genres that don't sort of move over into the Christmas singing motif that would work very well. And this was just plain bad. Like, I cannot believe someone chose to do this.
Hate to burst your bubble there, buddy.
Yeah. Did you just find a Christmas themed Iron Maiden?
I did.
Oh no. Iron Maiden,
a Christmas cheer.
No.
Yeah. Iron Maiden, Heavy Christmas 2019.
That's why I didn't know about it.
There you go.
2019.
See, I told you, everybody Christmas that's ever cheers. Recorded, every now and then somebody's sitting around some room somewhere saying, you know what? Let's put out a Christmas album, because you know why? Lots of people will buy it.
Why did there's a Homer video channel? That goes along with it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't start it because I know that I'd
oh, I'm so it. Sorry, fans. My apologies for bringing that image into your mind at this moment. But you do have to go listen to Dominic the Donkey, because that will make your day. Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
doesn't sound like it's going to. We don't hear, like Grandma Got Run Over by the Rain. Or I Rained.
Oh, that's always been
fun. I never hear that. And
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yep.
I mean, it's because it's so funny.
How about Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town?
No, that's good.
You think that's one that's got to go,
well,
right?
Well, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. He's one of those guys that I'm like, why? Why is he so popular? I don't understand it. I don't know. There's like two or three songs that are like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Born in the USA. I get, right.
Yeah. You know, but Born to Run, is that one of his? Or
Born in the USA is the only one I know of offhand. I recognize his voice.
Does he do Glory Days?
Yeah. Glory Days, him? I think. Yep.
Was that Bruce Hornsby? I don't know. No, I just don't understand how he became so big.
Santa Claus Coming to Town just really throws me with it. Just sounds like he's wheezing and it like, Santa Claus, you know, like he's just smoked a pack of cigarettes
he might have.
He might have. Wow. When you just type in worst Christmas songs and see what comes up, yeah, there's some really bad ones out there.
It's well, but you know, I do one thing I do miss, because everybody's ordering, me included. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I need a Christmas gift. Okay, Amazon, here I come. You don't have to leave your home. You can be in your jammies while you're ordering. I totally get that. But I do miss the idea of a good toy frenzy.
Oh, you mean like when everyone wants the same thing? Like,
I'm sure from a theological perspective is probably the idea of greed. And when grandmas are ripping cabbage patch dolls in half and beating each other.
That's the first thing that came to my mind too, Rob, is cabbage patch dolls.
Cabbage patch. Well, I think that's the most famous.
That's like in the 80s. Well, that was 80s, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that's just it. It goes back to my childhood.
It's
like Transformers was the same way, where if you wanted a Transformer.
Yep.
In fact, that's where I'm sure I probably talked about this because it'll go with me to my grave, where we didn't get there in time. Now, we weren't going. It wasn't like a Christmas rush. It was just we're going to the store and because it was at that's what it was. It was after Christmas because I'm one of those people that is blessed/cursed with the birthday near Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I was going after Christmas for my birthday gift from my mom. And I wanted a Transformer and you went, and it was just two aisles of nothing.
Which one were you looking for? Do you remember? That particular time?
I think I wanted Optimus Prime.
Did you ever get him?
That's what I was going for. I have. Okay. Yeah.
But I was going to say, because I have him too.
At Goodwill. Yeah. Well, you've been to my man cave.
Right? Yeah, but I don't know if I've seen any of your Transformers, because this would have been a topic for us to talk about.
I never got serious. I wanted some Transformers. I never got big into Transformers.
Well, I should show you mine. I still have mine.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. See, I, I've only gotten it because I wanted that time. And again, it was just empty, you know, just the pegs.
Yeah.
Sticking out.
Yep, sticking out.
And then on an end cap, which is funny that it's an end cap, because that's a prime place for placement for anything, were GoBots.
GoBots. Oh, I...
GoBots. Yes. So, right. Which actually, GoBots was actually kind of the more original, because these are all based off of Japanese toys.
Mm-hmm.
And the GoBots, I think, were actually more the original.
Were they?
But they all came out at the same time. Yeah, so I got a GoBot train, which was cool, but it wasn't Transformers, you know. And so, so I wasn't actually involved in that toy frenzy. I just was one of the people that had the aftermath of
the aftermath and the feeling of the disappointment. Yes.
Yeah, going home and crying for hours. Because you know me, I'm all about crying. So. The Cabbage Patch Kids was kind of the most famous, but it wasn't actually Nintendo was led to a toy frenzy when it first came out.
Oh, really?
Sega also led to a toy frenzy when it, you know, to where people were just, it wasn't like the Cabbage, that is the most famous, where you literally have videos of women, mothers, in stores fighting over Cabbage Patch dolls. And you don't really have that. You have people like by the time Nintendo and then Sega would come out, you would have people talking about trying to do backdoor deals. Like they would, you actually have stories of people that met people in alleys to buy, you know, instead of, you know, I don't know, I think it was $199. Or I can't remember what the actual sale price was when it first came out. But I think it was like $199. But people would go and they pay $1,000.
That's crazy.
That's when you have those kind of stories. And then
absolute craziness.
Yeah, of course, now with eBay, you know, a lot of times a store will run out of stuff. And it's because somebody came in about 80. But because people are looking for that toy. They're looking for the toy that everybody's going to want. And sometimes you hear stories of people that will go and buy, you know, 100 Jar Jar Binks action figures, thinking that they're going to make a mint
right
at Christmas time. But then everybody hates Jar Jar Binks,
right? Right.
And so now they've got
they try to resell them for a pretty penny because they become scarce.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know if I ever mentioned this. There's a CD I like to recommend. There's a an artist by the name of Lorena McKinnon.
Yeah, Lorena McKinnon. Yeah. So this is a real recommendation now.
This is a real recommendation.
Not like Dominic the Donkey.
Music before. Yeah. No. But Lorena McKinnon, who I love a lot of her music, but she has a CD called To Drive the Cold Winter Away, which probably a lot of, I just want to recommend it because it's just really, it's kind of Celtic-y,
she's an Irish. Is she Irish singer or is she Canadian?
She's Canadian.
Okay.
She's most famous for a song called "The Mummer's Dance," which is here and there. But that's probably her most famous music. But yeah, so the "To Drive the Cold Winter Away" is a great album. In case you're looking for something, that's pretty good.
Let's see. It's got "In Praise of Christmas," "The Seasons," "The King," "The Banquet Hall," "Snow." "Snow" is the name of that one. Okay. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. "Let Us the Infinite."
Yeah, it's only, because I think there's only, what, 5 songs on it?
Oh, no, there's 10. There's 10 songs on it.
There's another one. She has 2 Christmas ones. Oh, there's 10. Okay, so then. Yeah,
there's 10 on that one.
She has 2 Christmas ones, and one's with 5 and one's with 10.
Maybe the other one is "The Winter Garden," 5 songs for the season.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's it. Okay. And I think "Good King Wences" is on that.
Let me see. "Good King Wenceslas," that one.
Sure.
"Story of a Bohemian King Going on the Journey and Braving Harsh Winter," that one.
Yep.
Okay. That's, I've never heard of that. She does get Rishi Mary Denton. Oh, yeah. That one. I didn't know the Wenceslas.
"Good King Wences." Wences.
I know the tune.
"Beast of Steven." No. Yeah, that's it. So I love that. Anyway, it's really great. Actually, so if you were going to get one, I'd actually get the five songs for the season one, but I have both. I love them both. They're great.
Well, so. I mean, my newest thing that I need to do is listen to this Iron Maiden album. I got to – what in the world? I'm just still in
Twisted
shock.
Sister. Don't forget Twisted Sister.
No, I was not – I'm sorry. I wasn't that much of a fan of Twisted Sister to want to go and listen to
it. No, but you have to listen to the Christmas one because it was actually – well, I'm not a – you know me. I mean, Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you listened to it?
The one. Yeah. And yeah, because we were at a Christmas – we were at the church Christmas party, and he had it, and he played it.
I don't remember this.
This is years ago.
Okay.
So you blocked it out of your mind.
I may have. It's very likely.
You put your fingers in your ear, and you went out, ran out screaming. Said, no, none of my
– I would remember doing that, Rob, running out screaming somewhere.
Sophisticated heavy metal bands would ever do something like that.
Well, I mostly like – at this time of year, I like the hymns as well. You know, I like singing the hymns. Although I like singing those hymns all the time, be honest. So, because it's not the only season of the year that we can think of the birth narrative. That just happens to be our, you know, the time we tend to do it.
Right, right. So have you done more decorating this year?
More than what?
More than usual?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No, we've done our tree. You saw the tree when you came over for our session meeting.
Yeah.
And our exterior outlets on our house don't work. So
what happened?
They've never worked since we've been here.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to get yourself a peat.
A peat?
Yeah.
And so we just – it's given me the excuse not to put lights up. Let's just say that. We're one of the dark houses on the street, you know. We're one of those families that turn off the lights on Halloween as well, you know. Right. Don't come here. No.
So basically
we're not home.
One of those grilling forks that has like the wood handle and then the grilling forks. And Sarah said, oh, let's put lights outside. You just kind of jam that right into the outdoor outlet. And a few sparks later, you're like, oh, they don't work.
They don't work. So sorry.
Can't put them up.
No. They work in the back of the house, but I don't want to light the back of my house up. So,
right. Well, I told you.
I guess I could use an extension cord, but that'd be too much work.
Audience, I don't know if it was last year or the year before the Christmas special, that if it wasn't for the fact that it's so expensive, Melody would have us do one of those big, like everything would be lit. Like we'd be on the show about Christmas lights.
So you would have, you know, like the newest thing to me is these blow up things.
The blow globes, I think they're called
I don't know what I mean. They're everything. There's Santas, there's reindeer.
Yeah, yeah.
There's,
well, that's old though. I mean,
that's old.
I mean, they had some of those around the late 1800s. That's when they first started those things.
What?
Yeah.
No, the thing that you put outside in your front lawn and you,
well, I mean,
throw
there's
air
ones.
Into
there's,
it.
Yeah. Okay. There's ones with,
they didn't have electricity then. How did they have that?
Well, okay. But I mean, just I'm talking about big giant figures.
Yes, but these are lit up and you know,
yeah, I know
with
that
air.
Some of them are right. They're plastic and they've got like snow things inside it and they float around. And then, yeah, no, I know. But I'm talking about just big giant Santas have been around for 100 years.
Well, I get that. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, but yes. If we could do something tasteful that didn't cost us very much money, we would do something like that. But it's pretty expensive, so we'll never do it.
And you have to store everything. I mean, you have plenty of space to store stuff, but I mean, I'd look out at these lawns, and they're filled.
Yeah.
No, filled. Like, you can't even walk on the lawn anymore. Like, there's got to be an entire part of someone's house to store all this stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think I'm sounding more like the Grinch who stole Christmas this year. My goodness.
It's more the desire to have to do a cool display,
yeah, mm-hmm.
than anything else. Because I think if somebody gave us here, because that's what keeps us from really doing it, is all the money. We just don't have the money to do that. But if somebody gave us all the stuff to say, here, we know that you wanted to do this, we would kind of look at each other and say, we don't have the time to do this.
So folks here listening, call 1-800. This is a marathon to support Rob's desire if he had the money or if it was all donated, he'd be fine. And there would be a wonderful display. And then we'd take pictures of it and we'd shine it forth for the whole.
Right. Yeah, well, if some of that support is them coming and putting it up, that'd be.
So it's not just that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like.
So you need to hire someone to do it.
The cost keeps us from doing it. So we'll never do it.
Yes, yes, yes.
But if somebody gave it to us, we'd then be like, we don't have the time for this.
All right. So don't give it. Don't send it because Rob would go into a heart attack or something.
Set it up over. Yeah, just come to our house. Set it up like over Christmas Eve and we wake up to like a Christmas miracle.
Sounds like you need a Pete.
You need a Pete. Yeah. Everybody needs Pete. But so I don't know how we, you know, hopefully this has been fun for people. I think
we've been all over the place today.
I'm going to go listen to the donkey song.
This is like a spider web of ideas here.
Well, that's pretty much.
This is the Christmas special, right? I don't know if we're tied or we're at now a record of no snow in Chicago.
Right.
Which is sad.
We had a dusting at one point early, but.
No, we have not had any snow yet. There's no measurable snow at all. That's what.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And that's how they consider it. And that's the longest we've had, I think, so far. So. A friend of mine who lives in Washington State, they have forecasted snow soon. And he was like, I think we're going to get snow before Chicago. And Washington State gets rarely any snow, especially on the coast, which is where he is. So it's a very, very strange season to be in.
Yeah.
No snow.
It is strange. Melody and I were talking about that the other day. There's not been any snow.
And I mean, I do like white Christmases, right? I grew up in the Northeast and always had white Christmases, no matter, you know, it was just a part of it. So having no snow is a weird thing for me. Like when I went to Hawaii once for Christmas and we went to the top of Mauna Kea just to get snow and there was snow there. I was so happy because I got to do snow angels in Hawaii on Christmas. And then we came back down and went swimming right at the beach. So, but having no snow is like one of those nostalgic things that's weird for me. So
it is. It's not just having the snow, it's watching it fall.
Oh yeah. And having a fire on, you know, all that kind of, you know, fun stuff. And Christmas music in the background. Good Christmas music. Yes.
Right.
Not heavy metal Christmas music.
Right. So while you have a merry Iron Maiden Christmas there.
And you have a merry Dominic the Donkey Christmas.
Wow.
You're gonna have to go listen to it right now.
I have this feeling that the one thing about my wife's family is that they know a lot of songs. So I'm wondering because I'm going to go put it on for them right now.
Uh-huh. They might know it. It's from 1960.
They might know it.
1960 is when this thing came out.
It's not about the year.
It's been around for a while. That's what I mean.
Is it in Italian?
No.
Okay.
It's not in Italian. Yeah. And to my knowledge, it's not. I don't know because I understand the words, but it's spoken about
you
as
said it was
the
an Italian.
No, I said it's an Italian and an Italian. It was put out. I don't know why it's called an Italian, but it's made in Brooklyn.
so it's a mafia Christmas song.
Yeah. it's by a guy named Lou Monti. I'm just looking at it real quickly here. So everything I'm saying could be wrong. It's a novelty song, even by Christmas standards is what they're saying here. It'll become an earworm for you. And now that I'm like thinking about it, just like, it's like boring into my head. Oh, there's a video too. Oh my goodness. Look at that. Okay. You're going to have fun with this, Rob. Yep.
Fun. Okay.
So when you go to Amazon on it, it says Dominic the Donkey, the Italian Christmas. I do not know where the Italian part comes in, but the Italian Christmas donkey. That's how it might be in the words, and I just don't remember the details of it.
All right.
Yeah. All right,
well,
you're going to love it.
I'm going to go do it.
You are
going
to love it.
Go listen to Dominic the Donkey.
Everyone should be going into it, and it's going to like all of a sudden get like thousands and thousands of hits And they're going to have to thank us for it, right? Because we're we're just
that's
popular.
Probably what's going to happen.
Yep. Our Italian listeners are wondering, oh my goodness, this is not Italian. This is an American thing that ruins everything Italian.
You've just ruined a whole country's Christmas. Good job. That's usually my job, but okay.
Right. I'll take credit for it this year, I guess.
All right.
Are we
Merry
signing
Christmas
off?
To all, and to all, good night.
Yes, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at Theology Simply Profound. Until next time.